Welcome, folks, to the Baseball Boys podcast, brought to you in part by Schlotzky's Deli, where the subs are always made fresh and the bathrooms are below average. All right, starting it off here, we got the Arizona Diamondbacks preview. Let's bring in my partner in crime here, Mr. Tyler Howard. How do you think the D-backs are going to do this year?
That's irrelevant.
Yep.
What is your could you give me a review on the Schlotzky's Deli bathroom, please? I'm just very interested in that.
Went to a Schlotzky's Deli one time back probably 5 or 6 years ago. I won't name the location, but it's definitely in somewhere around Kansas City. I just enjoyed a nice sub from Schlotzky's.
And what kind of sub did you get?
It was an Italian meatball sub. Yep.
Good move.
Yeah, and well, that's what I thought. But it started leading to some troubles, some indigestion, some heartburn. The stomach started rumbling, and I had to hit the bathroom. So I hit the bathroom. I go in there. It just looks like a war zone. I mean, there's toilet paper everywhere. There's just urine in the toilet, on the toilet seat. It looked like it hadn't been cleaned in at least 6 months. So that's just a warning to all you folks out there. If you're eating at Schlotzky's Deli, don't use the bathroom.
That's kind of an ironic review because I had a similar issue with the Schlotzky's. It's weird that they're sponsoring our show and we're just completely dissing on their entire restaurant and establishment.
Well, I mean, we'll see how much longer they'll be sponsoring the show after this episode. Yeah, but
that's about to get cut.
Yeah.
Folks, you are listening to the Baseball Boys. This is not a Deli Review podcast.
Nope.
Even though it sounds like it might be.
Good podcast, though.
Today, we're going over the 28th ranked team in our preseason power rankings. And for those of you that did not get the hint that my brilliant partner dropped on the Rockies pod, it is the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Rattle, rattle, rattle.
So, 2014, it was a rough one out in the desert. They finished 65-97 in last place in the National League West.
It was a tough year for the D-backs, mainly in part because a lot of injuries, especially the starting pitching. Their ace, Patrick Corbin, went down with a little bit of Tommy John and just went downhill from there. Mark Trumbo, their big acquisition, was hurt for a lot of the year. So it just wasn't a good year last year for him. And it's going to be another bad one for him.
Yeah. We also saw a transition period at the front office, transitioning away from Kevin Towers to Dave Stewart, who took over in September of last year. Tony La Russa also has a bit of a stake in that organization now. So we'll see what they can do. They got their work cut out for them, I'll say that much.
They got a couple of older generation baseball people, I'd say, and Dave Stewart and Tony La Russa. They're more focused on the, you know, the old school style of the game more than the sabermetrics analytics part. So we'll see if that approach works for them out there in the desert.
Definitely going to be an interesting team to watch build up here in the next couple of years. So let's recap what they did this past offseason. They were busy. They were a busy team.
They were making moves.
They traded for Jeremy Hellickson.
Yep.
They dealt Wade Miley to the Red Sox for Alan Webster and Ruby De La Rosa. Picked up some rotation depth.
I like that. I like that move.
They sent Miguel Montero to the Cubs for two minor league pitchers that are about 3 years off. And they traded D.G. Gregorius to the Yankees for Robbie Ray.
Yep.
But the big move that they made was signing Cuban outfielder Yasmani Tomas to a six-year, $68 million deal. Your thoughts on the Yasmani Tomas deal?
You know, I think it's a gamble for sure, but it could be a gamble that pays off big for him. They're gonna play him at third base, which is gonna be really interesting to see. According to Yasmani's agent, he can play third base, but of course, an agent's gonna say that. What is he gonna say? No, he can't play third base. He's terrible. So they're gonna stick him at third. Big-time power potential. He's young. He's 24. They like his bat. He's got a cannon arm, but they don't really have room in the outfield for him, so he's going to stick at third.
I really liked this Helixson deal that they pulled off.
Yep. Helixson, he had a down year last year. Still very young. Got a good arm. I think he could have a big bounce back year for him.
Absolutely. Let's check out their lineup here headed into 2015. In the leadoff spot, you have one of my favorite players in the league, A.J. Pollock. Go Irish, go. Really nice player if he
one
stays
of my,
healthy.
One of my favorite players, too. He had when he played last year, which wasn't a lot, he produced, though. He's
Absolutely.
Got good power, good speed, good defense. Really nice player out there in center.
Hitting in the two-hole would be Aaron Hill out there at second base.
Good power for a second baseman. Kind of at the downside of his career, though.
Third, we got our boy, Paul Goldschmidt.
Great. Texas State product, young first baseman. Signed him long-term, didn't they?
They did. Signed him to an extension.
He's going to be there for a while. He's the franchise player, and he's going to put up big numbers once again.
Paul Goldschmidt, the best player in Major League Baseball that no one knows about.
He doesn't get talked about, mainly because he plays for the D-backs, and he is pretty quiet, but incredible player.
You have the enigma. We have Mark Trumbo in the cleanup spot.
Hey, when they initially made the trade for Mark Trumbo a couple years ago, I thought this could work out because they're going to have Trumbo and Goldschmidt. That's 70, 75 homers right there. Of course, Trumbo got hurt last year. Didn't really play very well when he was playing. And that career 298 on base is not looking too great.
Is he ever going to turn into the player that a lot of people thought he could turn into?
I don't think he is, because he doesn't really have a defensive position. He's terrible defensively. He strikes out a lot. He never walks. I guess if he's got to hit like 35 to 40 home runs a year to be valuable, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I mean, after that home run derby in Kansas City, everyone thought he was going to be the next Adam Dunn, and it just hasn't worked out.
He put on a show. He hit a couple over the Hall of Fame.
He was hitting the Hall of Fame. He was disrespecting the stadium, and I guess this is the consequences of his disrespect.
Their five-place hitter is the aforementioned Yasmani Tomas.
Yep.
Most intriguing player on this roster for sure, and one of the most intriguing players and big storylines heading into 2015 across the league.
Oh, scouts love his power, especially his power potential. They think he could hit 30 to 35 home runs a year. So if he's doing that and playing third base adequately, he's one of the best players in the game for sure.
Definitely.
But his hit tool isn't great, so some people are thinking he could hit maybe 240, 250 this year. But if he's hitting 25, 30 jacks, I think it's worth it.
The lower third of this D-backs order, we're just going to do them all three at once because it's rough. It goes downhill. Sorry, D-backs fans. Chris Owings at short. Has some potential out there, honestly.
I like him. He's young. Yeah, he's got some potential.
Cliff Pennington.
Yikes.
And one of the best names in the history of the world, Tuffy Goswich.
Tuffy Goswich. T-U-F-F-Y. Tuffy. That's his first name.
Sounds like a dog.
Look, great name. Not a great player.
No.
They definitely need some catching help, but it looks like for now they're going to ride Tuffy to the championship.
Can you guess within 20 points what Tuffy Goswich's career OPS is?
It's got to be sub 700 for sure. Possibly sub 600.
Close.
I'm going to go 590.
You were very close. 582.
Woo!
That's not good. Not good.
Hurts me so.
Look, if Trumbo stays relatively healthy, Goldschmidt does his thing, Tomas is not a bust, and Pollock progresses and stays healthy.
Pretty nice.
It's an
offense.
Okay lineup.
That's a nice offense, yeah.
The rotation, on the other hand, which we're about to get into, which was second worst in the Major League Baseball last year, is a disaster.
Yeah.
The ace is Patrick Corbin, obviously, but
he won't be back till probably at least June.
They're going to roll into June with the rotation of Josh Colminter, Jeremy Helixson, Trevor Cahill, Vidal Nuño, Chase Anderson, and then possibly Alan Webster / Ruby De La Rosa.
That's god awful. If I was them, I would definitely give Alan Webster, Ruby De La Rosa, a chance to start over Vidal Nuño. Like, he's done. Trevor Cahill's possibly done. Their pitching rotation is terrible in the majors, but they've got some of the best young pitching arms in the minors in the entire MLB.
Definitely.
They've got about three or four guys that will be ready within a year and a half to a year. So there's going to be a lot of turnover in the rotation in the coming years. So that should be exciting to watch.
Yeah, like you said, man, they just give Alan Webster a Ruby De La Rosa shot. I mean,
yeah.
It's not like you're going to be playing for anything. Let's be real. The bullpen is also horrible.
Brad Ziegler, Missouri State.
Is he a Bear? He's a Mo State Bear?
Yep.
Wow, Mo State pride.
Good baseball program there.
Addison, your boy.
Addison Reed. Wow. What a terrible, terrible closer he is. Like, just awful, but...
They gave up Adam Eaton for him.
Yeah, that trade looks god awful for him.
So second worst team ERA in Major League Baseball last year. D-backs fans, I'm sorry, but it's not going to get much better.
I tell you, folks, here's a player to watch out for in your bullpen: Matt Stites, former University of Missouri pitcher. He's got some dirty stuff. Definitely some potential there.
I like him. I like his stuff.
Yep.
And I like his moxie.
Oh, his moxie is off the charts. It's not even measurable.
Let's take a trip down to the farm here.
Mm.
The minor league system is...
Hop in your pickup truck, because we're going down to the farm. Get your hose and your beer. We're going down there.
Getting down to the farm. All right, here we go. So, minor league system is ranked by Baseball America and Keith Law as the 14th best system in all of baseball. Your thoughts?
I feel like that's a little bit of a rough ranking. I would have given them a little bit better with their stable of young pitchers. But they do have a pretty big lack of offensive talent on the farm, so I guess that's probably about right.
Their top prospects, which are really important for this D-backs team, especially because the pitching is so bad at the major league level. Archie Bradley, who had a rough 2014, but we both still like him to be a pretty good starter in the majors someday.
Still very young, big body, big fastball. I think he'll have a nice bounce back season this year for you guys.
Aaron Blair.
Another guy they really, really like. They said some people are saying he could potentially make the rotation sometime this year, probably late. Another big guy. Got a couple of good pitches.
Definitely. Braden Shipley.
From Nevada. First round pick last year?
Last year.
So he's going to be a fast riser too.
Yeah. They also have Brandon Drury.
Good third base prospect. Probably a year to 2 years off though.
They like him. They like his bat.
Yeah. They've got a couple of third base prospects. They're going to have to probably find a new position for him or look to move Yasmani. Because these guys, Jake Lamb, who came up last year, he's 24. He's ready to go. They need to find some at-bats for him. And then they have Brandon Drury, who's most people like a little bit more than Jake.
Back to the Tomas thing for a second. Why are they trying to play Yasmani? Just play Jake, the kid at third.
Jake Lamb.
Just play him.
I guess they obviously want Yasmani in the lineup, and there's no positions in the outfield open for him. So they got to find a position.
That's tough for Jake, man.
It's rough.
It's tough. And they have... I'll give the Diamondbacks this. Some of the names that they have in their organization are incredible.
I know where you're going with this one.
Tuki Toussaint, another big-time pitching prospect in the Diamondbacks organization. Love his stuff. He's very raw.
Yeah. First-round pick from last year, Braden Shipley, was actually 2 years ago, by mistake. Tuki was last year. High school kid, incredible fastball, incredible curveball. The command is pretty bad right now. He's only 18, though, so there's a lot of time for him to learn some command, but he could be a stud in 3 or 4 years.
Really like Tuki Toussaint. Yep. I know you do, too. So which of the those seven prospects we just named do you think has the highest ceiling?
I would say I'm going to go back to Archie Bradley. Archie Bradley is probably – he's got the potential to be a nice number two. People were thinking he could be an ace a couple years ago, but after this last year, people have kind of backed off on him. I think he could still be just an absolute workhorse at the top of the rotation. He's got a big fastball. If he can, you know, regain his command and bounce back, then they're looking good for the future. Also, Tuki Toussaint has the potential to be an ace, in my opinion, if he can refine his command.
Definitely.
And find a third pitch.
If these young pitchers work out, I mean, I feel like this is something that is said over and over again about pretty much every single major league franchise. But if your young pitching works out, and the Diamondbacks have young pitching that can be very good, they can turn the thing around. I mean,
yeah, I mean, they have those four guys right there, the three that we mentioned in the beginning, all could be at the major league level within the next year or two. And, I mean, they also have Patrick Corbin, who's very young, too, coming back from TJ. So if he's anything what he used to be, coupled with these three or four guys, their rotation is set for years. But the key is going to be Yasmani Tomas. 24 years old, you signed him to 6 years. He's got to work out if you are looking to make a push in the playoffs in 2 or 3 years.
What do you think are fair expectations for him?
This year?
This year, 2015.
I think if everything works out, they could win 76, 77 games, if everything works out. I'm picking them to go probably 73 and 89. That's my prediction. 72 and 90, somewhere around there. Because I think Yasmani isn't going to be amazing off the bat. I think he's going to be pretty good. And Patrick Corbin won't be back until at least June. So, and the rotation is one of the worst in the league.
Historically, one of the worst, possibly. Give me the Yasmani Tomas stat line for 2015.
I'm going to go 250, 25 homers, 30 doubles, 330 on base.
I'd be thrilled with that if I were the Diamondbacks, really.
Yeah, and especially if he can somewhat play third base, as long as he's not a disaster over there, I think they would take that in for his rookie year.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the people, I think, need to temper their expectations on this kid. Jose Abreu, we know what he did last year. He was also 27 years old and a lot farther along the line. Yasmani just turned 24. He's young. Don't expect the world from him this year.
So, speaking of Cuban players, how do you think the embargo lifting on Cuba and the borders opening is gonna it's gonna definitely impact the influx of Cuban players in the U.S. Right?
Look, I think it's gonna obviously increase the amount of players coming over here, which I think is a good thing. These guys have loads of talent. Cuba is full of baseball talent, and they love their baseball down there. So I think more and more Cubans are going to start coming to play. And I think that's a positive for the league because they're fun to watch. They're exciting, and they got a lot of power. So, I mean, look at the guys they have right now. Yonis Cespedes, Jose Abreu, Yasmani, Yasiel Puig. I mean, these guys are all guys that could really enhance baseball.
Don't forget about my boy Jorge Soler.
Jorge Soler, of course. Can't believe I missed him.
So you haven't won in 73 games?
72, 73, yeah.
Sounds about right. I think,
what about you?
I think this team could be bad, like really bad. I think they could win about, I'm going to say 69 games. The pitching is just so rough, man. It's going to be such a struggle.
The pitching is rough.
And especially if Trumbo goes down, and if Yasmani Tomas isn't very good, look, could be 100 losses.
Yeah, hopefully Trumbo can stay healthy for him. AJ Pollock can stay healthy. Goldschmidt's going to do his thing, and their offense could be pretty good, though.
Definitely. So that is our D-backs podcast. Yes, I love the sound effects. Hope you guys out there in the desert enjoyed it. I hate to be bearer of bad news. It's going to be another long year.
Hey, make it out there, though. Make it out to Chase Field.
Beautiful park.
Watch Yasmani. Watch Trumbo and Goldschmidt hit bombs.
Definitely.
And watch your pitchers give up 7 runs a game.
Go Suns as well. I had to get that in.
Yikes.
I had to get it in, man.
That hurts.
It's going to be tight, that race for the 8th spot in the West.
Look, I like the Suns right now. I think they're going to hold on. The Thunder just aren't impressing me. No. And I thought they would really take off.
Yeah.
And they just haven't yet. They're just hovering around 500. So I think the Suns could definitely hold on. Maybe even the Pelicans. Mm. Anthony Davis needs to get back, though, soon.
Not good for my Suns, though. Mm-mm. Not good for my Suns. All right, so that is the 28th ranked team in our rankings. Stay tuned for number 27. My boy Dom is going to drop you with a hint here coming up. We'll see you around.
I tell you, there's nothing like a nice cream-filled, snacky little dessert at the end of the day with maybe a nice little glass of milk. Nice cream-filled golden dessert. Thanks, folks. Had a pleasure.